It's Hart.
Hello, am I speaking to Hart?
Yes, sure.
Hi, Hart. This is Kim Harper. I am from Elite Wiki Writers. I am one of the representatives of the content team, and I would like to speak to you about the project.
Yeah, sure. What's going on?
Okay, so I was asking about you, since my team, my editing team, is kind of struggling with this. Like, there are a few titles that do not have the links. So you want us to make content on those titles?
No. I submitted 4 articles, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the titles of the 4 articles.
Okay. You submitted 4 articles. Like, you submitted the files or just the titles?
Yes, that comes in the package. I've dealt with 4 people, so I don't really know who knows what where.
I do understand that.
Those are the four articles that were submitted, and those reference the titles of the articles. I submitted to Lewis where we were going to be posting them, because he asked me for URLs,
okay.
And he submitted them to me, and I gave them to him. So whenever they submit them, they will have the link, and then whatever those articles, that's what they're linking to, is those outside articles that I wrote that you guys are submitting.
Okay, so let me be clear with you. Like, what I understood as of that... we are going to deliver you articles, okay? Okay? First thing, okay? We are going to deliver your articles, and to submit those articles on the platforms, I'm saying about the publication. For that, you gave us the 4 articles with those titles, correct?
Yes, I submitted all of the stuff. Everything was in the folder.
Mm-hmm.
And inside of that folder, within that email, I submitted to Lewis the locations that we wanted him to post them to, because he gave me a list of possible locations.
Okay, the possible platforms. Okay, I gotcha. Okay, so one thing I really want to make something clear in my mind, did you submit the document file, correct?
Yes.
Editable form, right?
Say it again?
The document file, the editable file document?
Yes, the 4 documents. I submitted them.
Okay. I gotcha.
And James got back to it and said, kindly check the revised articles and share your feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And those were the 4 articles.
Okay, so basically those 4 articles which our team has been sending to you, and James has been asking you to, like, share the feedback on them, are the 4 articles.
Yeah, they're the 4 articles that we...
With the different titles, correct?
Okay. If you want me to write the specific... So, are you looking at what James sent, the screenshot?
Okay, just give me a moment. I'm so sorry. I literally asked the team to get me connected to you so that I can look after this whole project and get it delivered to you as soon as possible without any mishaps. Okay, so we have 4 articles, introducing FiberStream article, elevating MDO article, leveraging article, and essential role article.
Okay, so you see that screenshot. Now, are you in the thread of the project?
I am.
Okay, can you go to where James sent on May 18th an email at 6:22 p.m., May 18th, there are 4 articles he posted in that thing. Okay. Introducing FiberStream, revolutionizing connectivity for apartment complexes. That would be referencing number 4.
Okay.
Number 6 would be elevating MDU property value.
Okay.
Elevating into you article. Number 7 would be leveraging technology. Leveraging technology and Wi-Fi. That would be number 7.
Okay.
And number 8 is essential role. The essential role of high speed.
Okay, I got
you.
You
see those?
Yep, I'm literally seeing those.
Okay. I don't see that anybody responded to James. I don't know why. I submitted the articles. I don't know if they changed the articles. So I will go back. I will verify that all of the language is fine and that we're good with it. And then those are the 4 articles that I thought were already submitted, but apparently they're not.
I'll ask my team. I'm literally looking now. I'm keeping a close eye on your project now. I'm literally pushing my team to post it, to publish it. Already, all you need to do is read the 4 articles that my team has submitted to you, and if there are any possible corrections, I'm gonna amend them, and I'll just go forward with the publication.
Did they change them in the first place? Because we had already read them and we had already revised them. Did they change them?
I'm looking forward to it. Just give me just 2 months, please. Okay, so you gave a revision for, okay, that is the draft you gave the revision for. Okay, we have 4 articles that we delivered to you on May 18th, and after
May 18th. I edited them. He submitted on the 17th. I went in and I edited them all, and I resubmitted them, and then on the 18th, he submitted them back and said, check them. Do I need to check them again, or did they change anything? Because I have already checked them to fix whatever. So if they've added something, then why did they add anything? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It should be the ones that I submitted on the 17th.
Mm-hmm. It just, for a reminder that we have revised all the changes you asked us to do. You just have to go through it and let us know that they're good to go, and then I'm going to go with the publication process.
Okay. Did they do anything to the ones that I submitted on the 17th?
That is what I'm saying to you. Well, the 4 documents which were sent to you on May 18th, after the documents that you sent to us on May 17th, are amended in those 4 documents. Okay?
Why did they amend them? Why did they change them? I had already, in essence, they asked me to make changes on the 17th. I made changes to them. Why are they submitting the ones I submitted to them for me to check? I've already checked them. I submitted them. Did you change anything? Do you understand what I'm saying?
We did not, sir. It's just for the proofreading.
If you didn't change anything.
Okay. It's just for the confirmation.
It's just for information, so I don't need to check them.
Okay. You're not.
Are the ones that he sent me on the 18th the same ones I sent him on the 17th? Because if they are, those are good to go.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to go ahead now with the publication process, and I'm going to get back to you on Tuesday. Also, the senior of my compliance team will be talking to you on Tuesday as well. For the further details on the project.
Okay. I mean, that's fine. I mean, I'm just telling you, if it keeps going like this, where these are small, silly, I don't understand how, whatever.
I do understand.
People, they're going to cancel the project. I can't do anything about it. I'm just telling you, they will cancel the project. We've talked to 4 people, or 5 people. Every time we talk to Lewis, he tries to upsell us. Every time there's submit back. Oh, look at this. Oh, I'm telling you, the project owner is getting frustrated, and he's going to cancel the deal.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for all the inconvenience Lewis has caused you. I'll ask Bella and my senior compliance team to remove Lewis from your project now. And also,
Lewis hasn't been on my project for 3 weeks. That's the problem. I was talking to Lewis, and then all of a sudden, I'm not talking to Lewis.
What I heard, because I am not directly with them, my work is to be at the content department, but what I heard, that Lewis is not coming to the office because he has some family emergency. His father is hospitalized.
That's I understand, but it's fine. I'm just telling you, this is what's happening. Y'all can do what you want, and we'll talk on Tuesday.
All right. I'm looking forward to work with you, and I'm going to push this project faster. Don't worry about it. I got you.
No problem. Thank you so much.
No problem.
All right. Bye.